Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery. In today's podcast, we talk my Walt Disney World experience. Now, May started yesterday, and it officially marked a year and two months since I've been to Walt Disney World. I'm keeping close track on. I do not want to forget. The trip that I so dearly enjoyed. And basically, Walt Disney World gave me a whole lot of fun experience that I will never forget. Starting off with, first ride being Space Mountain, ending up on getting stuck on Haunted Mansion for a little bit. Actually, got broken down, but I didn't panic because probably happens all the time at Walt Disney World. Also before that, I got the delicious grilled salmon at the Harbor House. It was delicious. And, after, checking in with a few friends, I went on Pirates of the Caribbean, and basically I got some ice cream with my friends, and we were gonna go on It's a Small World, but due to us having an important event that we were part of, we had to meet with the entire band, and well, that event happened to be the night parade at Walt Disney World, and we all had our band uniforms. I had my trombone, and I played in a marching band in my high school, and last year we played the best of Elton John, and Walt Disney World, we played Elton John's Crocodile Rock down Main Street, USA. We got warmed up, and for all who were surprised, I was especially surprised, we led the night parade down Main Street, USA, and that came to a surprise to, like, everyone. And make it best part, I was actually near the front row when we performed, and I'm like, oh my god, we're leading the night parade down Main Street, USA. That is a complete shocker. Basically, Walt Disney World, that was the best performance I have ever done. I knew I had to impress Walt Disney World because it's the most magical place on Earth. Tons of people are basically watching from all over the world, watching my high school band perform. And I knew I had to make a good impression. And after we got done with the parade, I had a friend of mine take a few pictures of me backstage at Walt Disney World, and we got a Mickey Grammy Award, and we got our own set of Mickey ears. I already had some Mickey ears as I went and bought a Mickey Sorcerer cap once we entered Walt Disney World right off the bat, and I was actually wearing a normal hat, and basically, I was like, I gotta get Mickey ears because it's Walt Disney World. You always have to have your Mickey ears at Walt Disney World. As I was checking out, the lady clerk, that was my first visit, and she gave me a first visit pin. I was like, I'm gonna cherish this forever. And you just gave me a free souvenir along with a souvenir I paid for. They probably give pins to, like, any type of celebration, like a birthday or a wedding or any place like that. Anyway, back to the parade. After the parade, we got back, changed. We basically looked around and actually caught one of the best pictures I have ever taken. It was the Walt Disney World castle, Cinderella's castle. And they were projecting stuff on it, and all of a sudden they were projecting Frozen on it. And I actually got the perfect image of it taken before, like, it was too late. I actually saved every Snapchat I posted on Snapchat while I was at Walt Disney World in my memory, so I can at least have it forever. Basically, after that, we walked around. We were honorary cast members of Walt Disney World, and basically, I was trying to cherish this moment as long as possible because I knew it was long lasting, and after it was all over, we all celebrated and got some pineapple Dole Whip. If you ask him what Dole Whip is, it's like pineapple ice cream. Why has it got a fancy name towards it? I thought we walked around some more, then we watched the fireworks show. And I was actually near the Walt Disney statue at the fireworks show, and I got the entire fireworks show on video. It was like a lifelong experience that I will not forget. And by the time my marching band buddies got back to the hotel we were staying at, my battery was like in the teens. I had to, and it was referring to me that I had to plug it in. I was like telling myself every time I see those videos, I was like, it was totally worth it. And basically, the next day we went to Epcot. I went on a ton of rides, Test Track, Ellen's Energy Adventure. Little knowing that it will be my first and my last time. And we actually went on, to be Ellen's Energy Adventure, to be honest, I think it was a ride that was underrated, basically. Then we walked around for lunch. I got bratwurst along with chips, baked mac and cheese, and so a drink. I was like, wow. And then we basically walked around somewhere. We went on the Three Caballeros ride. Interesting how Donald wanted to just have a time of his life, and the Caballeros desperately needed him, and basically all that. I actually met Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy twice. The second time was to get their autographs, and I basically consider that an honor to myself, and to meet such wonderful Disney characters. I actually met my first Disney princess at Epcot, and my first Disney princess happened to be Princess Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. I was wearing a tie-dye shirt at the time of when I was getting an autograph, and she said she loved that shirt, and she said she was going to talk to her fairies and have a shirt just make like it. And I told her I would talk to my fairies too. I've talked to them. They've agreed for a long while now that they approved. Unfortunately, I lost the photo I had, but I still remember what she said right to me. We shared a hug and everything. I wanted to go see, and some guy was like, hey, if you want to go see Anna and Elsa, they're over at the Royal Summer House. I wanted to go, we had to go and to a meeting spot. And that's like the only regret I have is not going on Frozen Ever After and going to meet Anna and Elsa. Well, when we were there, Frozen Ever After like was a 2-hour wait. So, hey, at least it wasn't like opening day. Frozen Ever After was the line went all the way into China, is what I heard. And basically, I was hitting myself like, oh, I should have met Anna and Elsa because Frozen was like an amazing movie and all that. So, and then we went on a mission space. Little did we know, I know that it was going to be the first and only time that we were going to be seeing Gary Sinise as Capcom as we were going to Mars. And it was actually really fun. And we went on a different mode, actually. And then we saw the fireworks show. Well, I barely saw the fireworks show as we were led to the wrong spot, basically. And then we went to Hollywood Studios. And when we entered the Hollywood Studios, we got to witness the marching of the First Order. And we went to see the Path of the Jedi. And we got to meet Kylo Ren. And then we went to Indiana Jones stunt show. And it was really spectacular. And I'm walking around. And we actually stopped a few times. And basically we stopped a few times. And like, just watched some things, like they were doing Star Wars there, and it was a really bone-chilling experience. But you can understand that since it's the like First Order and Star Wars, the dark side of Star Wars, and all like the evil guys on Star Wars. And I actually did see I went on the Muppet Vision place performance, and it was basically hilarious with 3D glasses. I actually got hit with water on my, well, I was sitting front row, and basically I got struck with water. And as I was, I went on Toy Story Mania. That was fun. They're coming out to Toy Story Land this summer. And next ride I went on, it was actually a performance. It was, for the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration. And it was at the 5:30 showing. The reason I know that is because I took photos, then it measured, it was almost 6 o'clock when the photos were taken on my phone. And nearly, I sang every song, even though I heard, that no boys would sing at those sing-along shows. And I sang every song, and at the end, Queen Elsa came out and made everyone an honorary citizen of Arendelle. So I took that to heart and considered myself a citizen of Arendelle for life, and I cherish that to this day. And when I got done, I was like, I bought a Frozen lanyard, which I treat very delicately, and I also got a Frozen snow globe, which I consider really nice. And other souvenirs I got a Mickey keychain, I got a few Mickey keychains, and yeah, but I also got a hat from Epcot, and yeah. And the last ride I went on, and this was the most heartbreaking, the last ride I ever went on, all Walt Disney World, was the Great Movie ride. It was amazing. And I actually was making plans, when I go back to Walt Disney World, I will go on again. And I after a while, I heard they were closing it to make room for a new attraction called Mickey's Runaway Railway. Really? I wanted to go on Great Movie Ride one more time. And I was it was an amazing ride. They probably still have, the Disney Legends, handprints there, Shirley Temple, Kermit, and Michael J. Fox, and all the other guys. They actually had a little few props. When I was entering the Great Movie Ride, they actually had props from past movies, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Dorothy's Shoes from The Wizard of Oz. And basically, it was a fun ride. At all point movies, we actually got hijacked from a robber during a gangster movie from the 30s. We also got, they were singing in the rain. There was that one movie where all the girls were on this big tower. Not sure what it was. And basically we also got to see Phantasma in the video at the end. It was we also saw The Wizard of Oz, The Wicked Witch of the West. It almost got to us. And basically, I actually enjoyed the ride. Would I do anything just to have one more ride in the Great Movie Ride? And I basically wish I actually had a piece of Great Movie Ride to remember it forever, and because I miss it that much. And then we capped it off with a laser light show of Star Wars. Star Wars, I actually think, is a pretty good trilogy. And to me, it was a great laser light show. Now, when we were getting ready to leave to go home, I was in tears, because I was I don't want to leave. I want to stay. And I was on Snapchat with someone, why don't you just stay behind? I was no, my parents know this, and the band would know this. I think I'll just talk. I was thinking, why don't I just talk to them to take me back to Walt Disney World? The person I was talking to on Snapchat was that's a good idea. And basically, we went home. On the way home, we watched Inside Out. And it was really, Inside Out was really good. I can tell you that. We on the way to Walt Disney World, we watched Gremlins. Man, that's a movie. That was a long bus ride, actually. Basically, to this day, I'm actually doing what I call my never-ending pursuit back to Walt Disney World, where I'm saving money, working hard. I'm actually saving my spare change, putting in a little can that looks like a can of Coca-Cola, which actually held a t-shirt. I'm putting once I get the can of Coca-Cola full, that piggy bank can of Coca-Cola, I put it into this bigger piggy bank that's shape of a football, and I marked it with tape that said Disney, and Basically, I've been going from there since. And I wrote to Walt Disney World president, which I will not name, because I know you folks know his name, I just don't want to, Mr. Caligridis. And I sent it to his email, I actually got a reply back, and I got a care package sent back to me. With one of those things was an autographed picture of Anna and Elsa. I still have it today. I'm actually thinking about maybe getting it framed, maybe, and so I could cherish it forever. And I also got a Frozen pin collecting lanyard. By the way, I wrote that letter to offer them some art pieces I made. They also gave me a sketch pad and a book on how to draw the Mickey characters from their founding years to the present. And I consider that a complete honor. And basically, I would do anything to get back to Walt Disney World, honestly. I actually did try to write to Jennifer Lee to try to get involved with Frozen 2. I'd made some dress designs because Frozen 2 is going to be coming out next year. It's like, oh, I want to get involved. And I sent some dress designs to Walt Disney Animation Studios. And this is showing that my never-ending pursuit back to Walt Disney World is doing, like, man, it takes a lot of courage. I actually did get a reply back. Fortunately, they couldn't use my designs, and because David Tapper on the staff to do that, I actually mentioned that in a past episode. And basically, I understood. They had to have the professionals do that. So ever since then, I've been supporting all the Disney movies. My never-ending pursuit to Walt Disney World. I will never let it go because it's Walt Disney World. It makes me feel like a kid. It basically made me feel like a kid again. And I'll get back that joy being a kid again once I get back to Walt Disney World. And basically, that's what I call my never-ending pursuit back to Walt Disney World. Okay, folks, thank you for listening. Remember, you can follow me on social media at Matt Avery Disney on Twitter, Matt Avery Randall on Instagram, Mabes Avery on Snapchat, and you can follow my YouTube channel to keep in check with my YouTube videos. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. And for all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast, Matthew Avery. And we'll hope to hear you in the next podcast, my friend.
Oh, thank you.